This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this week's edition of Joy's very own show about pets. Yes, it is time for Pets Aloud. I'm Kevin, and joining me in the studio is Kate.
Also me, yes.
Yes. How are you today, Kate?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
Good, thank you. Now, spring is here. Well, almost, but it's definitely feeling like spring
at the
moment, isn't it, Kate?
Absolutely. You can smell it in the air, can't you? I walk my dogs early in the morning, and there's that smell of blossom. It's obviously a lot warmer. Are you finding the same?
Yeah, I'm seeing everyone out and about because I walk in the afternoon with Cinder. You know, it's the first thing I do when I get home. Just see everyone sort of out and about now enjoying spring. All the kids are out, all the parents are out, the dogs, people walking their
pets. People seem a little bit more positive. There's a spring in their step, so to speak.
Good one, Kate. Look, it is a sudden but welcomed increase in temperature, which has been felt across most capital cities in the recent days, has helped shake off our winter blues, shed some of the many layers of clothing we have accumulated to stay warm over the colder months as well.
There are many reasons to celebrate the arrival of spring, but it's also a really crucial time to check that your home and your garden are pet friendly for the warmer months coming up. And as we spring into, well, spring, as I said, we bring you two Pets Aloud spring specials. This is the first show this week, with this week all about blitzing the backyard and making sure your home is a heavenly pet-friendly zone.
So before you're going to pull on your plastic gloves and embark on a massive spring clean of your home this weekend, today we are asking you, why not use the opportunity to prep your home for your beloved pets as well? And this doesn't just count to your home, it counts for your garden as well. We want you to join in the conversation with us. What are your home and garden spring cleaning tips? We also want to hear, because this weekend is Father's Day, this Sunday actually, so we want to hear from all the fair fathers out there, how are you spending your special day with your pets? And what special bond do you share with your cat or dog? But also coming up on Pets Aloud today,
we hear from a bunch of young pet owners about what they love about spring.
We're going to speak with Dr. Alan Bolton from the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic about his top tips for spring.
And we celebrate Father's Day by looking at dads and their special bond with their pet.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is time to recap the news and events of last week. And despite the name, we don't wrap them just because we tried once and it didn't really work.
We're horribly wrong, actually.
neither of us are really good at wrapping at all. You're here on Pets Aloud with Kevin and Kate. And some of the news that went up this week on the Lost Dogs Home website is a lovely story. Kate's going to tell us all about.
Well, this week we put up a story about the lovely Klaus, who's a beautiful dog that was adopted at the Lost Dogs Home by Jocelyn and Philip. Now, Jocelyn took Philip to the Lost Dogs Home as kind of like a surprise visit for his birthday, because they'd been thinking about getting a dog and had looking online, and they came into the Lost Dogs Home. They had a puppy in mind, which they'd seen on, which quite often happens. You have
one dog in mind.
Yeah, and then when you get there and you meet them all and you sort of think, oh, no, maybe you suit me better. But also I think with the help of the shelter staff, which is what they're good at doing, is sort of identifying what dog might suit your lifestyle or your backyard or, you know, how you live. So they introduced Jocelyn and Philip to Klaus, and it was just love at first sight, pretty much. He started to lean on them when they got him out and were getting to know him. And then he's become such a great part of the family. He goes camping and hiking with Philip, and he's really actually so special that everybody wants to steal him. You know, he's one of those dogs.
One of those beautiful dogs.
They say, you come over to visit Jocelyn and Philip, but, you know, spend a lot of time saying hello to Klaus. So he's such a part of the family that he was actually, you know, included in their wedding.
Oh,
and
gorgeous.
He had a special collar on or a bow tie, and he's in all the wedding photographs as well. So, you know, it's sort of, you know, talking about Father's Day and pets are such important parts of our family. So that's Klaus. So read about Klaus on our website at dogshome.com.
You can also check him out on Facebook and have a look at some of those photos as well. Now, as always, each week it is time for
this week's Pet of the Week.
It is time for the Pet of the Week, and this week's Pet of the Week is Leo, who is a lovely little black and white cat.
Is he named after Leo?
Yes, he is. Yeah. We named him after Leo. We like to sort of, you know, share the love with Joy. He's a large boy, which is not, we're not saying anything about Leo, just pointing that out. It's just the name is the similarity.
He's got a lovely personality.
That's right. Yeah. He's a large boy, super smoochy and affectionate. He can be a bit shy at first, though, like he does sort of shy away from you, but he's actually, one of our cat attendants said he's her favourite cat at the moment in there. She absolutely loves him. He loves a pat, and when he's getting really, you know, he really likes you, he will start drooling everywhere. He's one of those drooly cats.
A tissue at hand, yeah.
Yes. But he's sort of suitable to a single cat household because he doesn't really like other cats. But he'll need to go to a quiet home as well because he can get a bit frightened. And he might need a little bit of time to come out of his shell as well. But he's a beautiful black and white cat. He's got some lovely markings.
He's very handsome.
And you can see a photo of him on our Facebook page as well. And he does have a thick coat, so he will need regular brushing, especially coming up to spring because it is getting warmer. So you need to make sure that you are looking after their coat. And he is at our North Melbourne shelter, which is at 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. You can contact the shelter on 9329 2755. And his animal ID is 947982. So that is Leo. Check him out on our website as well. You can find all our adoption candidates looking for new homes.
It's a nice warm weekend. Why not come down and visit if you're considering a dog or a cat?
Absolutely. If you're looking for a new pet, you know, you might be thinking, oh, I can get an exercise buddy or something.
That's right.
There's plenty of reasons to come and adopt. But yes, definitely check it out. We have lots of dogs and cats looking for new homes at the moment. Or maybe you're thinking, maybe I might drive up to Echuca. We've got a shelter up there as well.
Absolutely. Make perfect a weekend of it. For it.
Make a nice weekend. Go and bring an animal into your life. So if you miss the ID number or just want further information on how to adopt, look him up on our Lost Dogs Home website, which is dogshome.com.
The world's most uplifting radio station. Joy 94.9.
This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. You're here with Kevin and Kate on this lovely day outside. It's lovely. So it's beautiful. Good that we're talking about spring. Now, with spring at our doorstep on Pets Allowed today, we're looking at ways to maintain a pet-friendly house and garden and how you can use the warming of the weather to bring your house and home into tip-top shape.
It's common for us to hibernate a little. During the cold weather.
Hibernate over the winter weather.
Yeah, which we do. Spend a lot of time indoors because we don't want to go out in the cold weather all that much. So now that it's warmer, and if you have an indoor pet, especially, and has been hibernating with you, it's a good time to do a bit of a spring clean. Get on top of those pet odours, get the hair and dirt cleaned out of the house, brought in by your dog or your cat.
It is, a good clean of your carpets, upholstery, furniture, slip covers, curtains, all that kind of stuff should really do the trick. And we do want to hear from you. What are your spring cleaning tips when it comes to your pets as well? You can SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Mm. Now, first things first is to look at sort of their pillows or their beds or anything like that as well.
Look, and dogs and cats like fresh bedding like we do. Like, I love hopping into clean sheets. Nothing better.
Cat
definitely gravitates to the clean washing. And
thanks, cat.
Longer it's a bit hairy, my clean washing.
According to my wardrobe, my favourite colour is dog hair. Yes, so, exactly. It's
no
fine.
Outfit is complete.
That's right.
Without dog hair.
But if you don't want dog hair over your clothes, don't bother coming to my house as well.
So look, you should keep it clean pretty much. As much as you possibly can during the year. But look, when spring is a good reminder, so if you haven't done it, you've been a bit lax, then give it a good wash.
Yeah, and most beds nowadays come with sort of removable covers as well that you can take off and wash. So there's that. Yeah. What are some sort of household items that we could maybe utilise to do some of this stuff?
Look, I really love a roll of masking tape.
It's
very versatile. And...
What are some of those versatile uses we could use that for?
Well, if you're wearing your best, designer black outfit or whatever, or you're going out, your polar fleece hair sticks to polar fleece like nothing. So masking tape is a really good thing to wrap it around your hand the opposite way. So the sticky side is outside and pat it across yourself. And it's brilliant for removing hair. And because it's masking tape, obviously it's easy to rip.
It easily comes off and everything
as well. So that's really good. And you can get pet hair rollers and things these days.
Good old masking tape is a bit of a cheaper alternative. Exactly. And those kind of things don't really work that well sometimes as well. There are, obviously cleaning products you need to be careful with around your home. So there are some safer alternatives. So things like white wine vinegar, baking soda, lemon juice, and salt can all be used as cleaning products. You know, definitely check those out online. Pinterest is all abuzz with that kind of stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. All these tips to what you can use.
And Martha Gardner probably has some few tips along those lines as well, wouldn't
absolutely.
She?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they'd be everywhere
as
well.
You can find so much information
now, what
out
about
there
in the backyard?
So in the backyard, I think it's a really good opportunity to you know, clean the toys and things that might have been lying around there throughout the winter. Now, again, it's something you probably should, you know, clean occasionally, but, you know, if you get to spring and you haven't done it, you know, give them a really good soak, because it's a really good, with the dog saliva and rolling the dirt, it's a really good bacteria breeder. They also, if you've got an outside bed, maybe freshen that up, or, you know, even put one out there, because
unless you're like my animal and Cinder likes to destroy any beds that are outside. You know, but I mean, she loves lying in the shade, lying in the sun.
Yes,
absolutely,
especially in the spring when it's not so hot as summer. They love to go and capture a bit of sun, but also make sure that they've got plenty of water. We talked about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we'll talk about that more in a bit. But looking at sort of, you know, making sure that they're secure as well, so safe and secure in that outside environment, and covering up odours, you know, getting rid of opening the doors, you know, you've been cloistered in all winter. So, you know, let the fresh air in.
Open
the
back door, the front door, providing you've got screens and the dogs
can't get out.
That's really important. Like if you're doing like the big opening up the house, refreshing.
Yeah,
open
and
the
just
windows.
Make sure that your pets are safe at as well. And medications and pet first aid. So a pet first aid kit is rather important.
That's right. And medications do go out of date. So that is a really good thing to do once a year, to have a check of all the medications you might have on hand for your pet in your first aid kit, and make sure they're up to date, that your veterinary...
contact details for your vet and everything like that should be in there as well. And, you know, it is standard things, you sort of bandages and that kind of stuff, which are really important just in case an mishap does actually happen, microchip information, all that kind of stuff as well, to make sure that if anything does happen, you have all that information on hand. We do have a list online on our website, which is all about pet first aid as well, and just sort of garbage bins and stuff like that as well, and compost. Kate's lost where we are at the moment and what we're talking about. Anything in your sort of garbage bins or compost can be actually dangerous to your pets as well, so make sure those sort of things And Kate, what do we always do if we're in doubt?
We call our vet, and you have that number handy. So it's always better to be safe than sorry. You can, if your usual vet is closed because it's out of hours, then contact an after hours emergency vet. Now there's some great animal after hours vets across Melbourne these days. We use at Lost Dogs Home Accident Animal Accident and Emergency, and their contact information can be found at animalemergency.com.au, but something that you could Google and find someone close to you.
Now, Kate, you've had experience with this last one as well, so allergies with pets.
And pets are like people. Like, you know, spring comes, there are more allergies out there, more pollens and things like that, and some dogs are more allergic than others. Now, I had a dog that was particularly allergic to a very common
allergic plant,
wandering dew, and it's a bit of an obnoxious weed. It grows really easily. It grows perhaps quite often in shady places as well. So if it's a really hot day, dogs see that it's a beautiful, cool place to lie, and it brings them up in a really red rash, bumpy rash underneath, and they just scratch and scratch and scratch. And then when, you know, obviously dogs scratch, they break the skin, and they cause sores. Yeah. So it's really hard to get rid of too. You know, it's very hard to pull out, and you don't necessarily always want to poison it either.
Yeah, Jim, our newsreader, mentioned that one as well, that there is plenty of wandering dew out there, and a lot of dogs that do get that as well.
Joy 94.9.
This is Pez Loud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. And all throughout the program today, we are embracing spring and imparting some valuable spring tips for your home and garden. Mary actually SMS'd us from St. Louis in Argentina.
Oh, it's lovely to have listeners in Argentina.
She said, hi guys, hugs from St. Louis, Argentina. Love pets. I've got cats and a dog, and it's a great program. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for listening
in. Yeah, thank you for letting us know how you feel. It's great. That's
absolutely. Now, we were talking before the break, we were talking a bit about your backyard.
Yeah, we touched on the backyard, so we've got a few more tips, haven't we, Kat?
Yes, we do have a few more tips. So one thing as well is to check all your sort of your leashes and your collars and that kind of stuff. Why is it important, Kate?
Yeah, well, you know, wear and tear throughout the year. Sometimes they might get it, you know, they might be a little bit, especially sometimes leather collars might sort of perish or break down a bit. So you want to make sure that they're going to hold if your dog pulls, they're not going to break.
Especially during the winter months, because you've got a lot of rain happening and that kind of stuff, the dampness, it can, it's sort of really,
They can't, or rust or something
rust
like that
as well
if you've had it for a long time. Cats, you want to check that the bell's still there. I mean, you probably know, but, you know, spring, birds and things.
Yeah, you need
cats
to make sure that
cats
is there.
Get more active in warmer weather, so make sure your cat has got a collar with a bell and a tag as well, of course. And, you know, that it's fitting properly. You know, they've put on a bit of weight over winter or they're grown. I mean, again, it's something you should check regularly, but you need around about two fingers sort of under, you know,
under the collar.
Collar
so
between
fit it
the collar
in under
and
neck. Make sure it's working. Yeah, and just, you know, checking their toys and stuff as well, because some things might start deteriorating over time.
That's
you don't
right.
want them to start swallowing pieces of
that
toy.
Yeah.
Tennis balls and stuff is something that we see commonly at the veterinary clinic at the Lost Dogs Home. So it's important to sort of check that stuff as well. And their food bowls and drinking bowls, just making sure that you're topping up fresh water every single day if you can, making sure that's not in the sun.
It shouldn't sit there for a long time.
Especially if it's sort of a metal bowl, you shouldn't put it in the sun because it's just going to get hot.
Yeah, not refreshing at all. And dogs usually, you know, drink water to keep themselves cooler, to, you know, to bring their body heat down
as well.
They're
not,
hydrate.
They're not the same as us. Yeah. You know, they don't sort of sweat. They have other methods.
That's
so drinking
right.
water is one of those ways as well. Now, we did touch on some of the sort of toxic plants that are out there as well. So Kate mentioned wandering dew. There are a few more toxic plants and molds that you might want to just keep an eye out for in your yard as well.
And fleas too. Fleas are quite common in summer or warmer months. And we see a lot of dogs coming through Frank Samway's veterinary clinic as well as the shelter that have had, I guess, an infestation of fleas, but also
flea allergies,
which is really irritating for them. So keep an eye on that. And flies as well, fly bite.
Yeah, fly bite is a big one as well. On the extremities, so their ears and tails and that kind of thing. It's also things that you might bring into your home as well. So you might think, I'll bring in some lovely plants, some lovely lilies, you know, it's beautiful lilies, but they're really toxic to cats, like they're deadly to cats. Grapes as well, you know, as sort of their food becomes in season, grapes are actually toxic to dogs.
And then sultanas.
And sultanas are the same.
Yeah.
So yeah, just making sure that, look, you are sort of keeping an ear out and an eye out for these kind of things as well. There are lots of resources online. We do have a story on our website as well, which is all about toxic plants and your pets. Now, one most important thing as well, as the warm weather hits, is if you are in a bushfire prone area, you should make sure you are well prepared.
Yeah, and you can do it, you can actually have you can plan ahead and have a bushfire plan, especially if you're, as Kev said, you're living in those bushfire prone areas, or if you're traveling with your dog during the holidays into a bushfire prone area. The Lost Dogs Home has a bushfire fact sheet
that we put together
with the Country Fire Authority. CFA. You can actually download that on our website at dogshome.com. And you know, survival plan, you know, think ahead about what you're going to do. Have everything at ready because, you know, when bushfires obviously hit, you haven't got much time to think. So,
and Ellen does mention about having a friend that sort of lives sort of in a city, towards the inner city, not in a bushfire prone area, that your pets can go to if there is an alert, if you need to. And it's
some
important for you to go
that.
There yourself.
Yeah.
As well.
You remove them ahead of the time. If you are, you know, you're in a particularly vulnerable position, take them out of earlier rather than later.
That's right.
Now, and make sure your ID is up to date as well.
That's right. Identification is one big thing as well. So ensuring that they've got the tag on their collar, their microchip details are up to date and all in your name, even a free ID tag from the National Pet Register as well would be great. Now, don't worry if you missed any of our information or fact sheets about the show. We will be having, you know, we do podcast the show as well, so you can find that at joy.org.au. Up next, our community radio comrades from Sin Media, which is a youth community broadcasting platform. They have sort of radio station as well as TV and stuff like that. We caught up with them as well as some people from our Frank Samway's veterinary clinic to talk about what people love or not exactly fond of during spring with their pets.
Gay Radio, online, all the time. Joy.org.au.
This is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Now, as lovers of community radio, we thought, you know, we'd get some other stations involved as well. Thank you to my boyfriend, JB, who works at CN, and he got some of his people there, as well as I went and got some people from our veterinary clinic, the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samway Veterinary Clinic, to talk about what they love about spring and their pets. Let's get that going right now.
I have a cat who isn't allowed to leave the house, so I look forward to her meowing a lot more at the window because when it gets sunny outside, she really wants to go outside.
My dogs will stop bringing a trail of mud through the house, so that'll be nice. Oh, it's about getting out and about, hitting the street with the dog, being able to take them places and not get muddy paws all over, you know, the couch.
I'm looking forward to going for runs with the dog over spring and summer because it'll be really nice, and going to the beach. I love dogs in the beach.
I'm not looking forward to spring with my pets because my dog prefers winter because she gets to get in the house and sleep in my bed.
I love that the sun's out and you can get out for longer hours, especially when daylight savings comes, and you can go for long walks and exercise a lot with your pet.
Well, I have one cat, and she's a very, very fluffy cat. That's probably one of her main characteristics. She's been very clingy lately. My mum's been overseas, so I'm looking forward to her following me around less because she will give her attention to my mum who's back in town this weekend, so yeah.
It's mostly about just seeing my pussycat get outside again and enjoy the sunshine for the first time in a few months, and watching him, you know, sniff the flowers and rummage around the veggie patch. Yeah, it makes me happy.
Thank you to JB and for everyone at SYN, as well as the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Sandway's Veterinary Clinic, for letting us know what their SYN, you know, what they're looking for this spring with their
some very interesting thoughts there on what to look forward to. Yeah, some random ones.
Okay, let's turn that over to you. What do you love about spring your pets?
Well, because I'm an avid walker with my dogs.
Morning walker
Yes. Crazy. I walk them before I go to personal training at 5 o'clock. So, wow. Well, I don't go to personal training at 5. I go at 5:30.
No, that's at 5:30. Yeah, so the walk's at 5. Yeah, it's completely okay.
So it's much nicer if it's warm, and I think the dogs enjoy it more. And I just love the smell of spring. I love the garden coming into bloom and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, that's pretty much why I like spring.
I like it because it's not going to be raining at Obedience anymore on the weekends.
Yeah, that's a plus.
and I mean, it is something that, you know, it is a good time to sort of get started in an Obedience class. You might not have been going over winter because it might have been raining or something like that. But, you know, it's not as windy. It's nice weather to get out on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning with your pets and just with your dog and just, you know, taking them through some Obedience stuff.
Good socialisation as well.
Good socialisation for them. Yeah, good socialisation for you.
As well. And look, we were just talking earlier that, you know, people are more active like animals when the warmer weather comes. So it's probably a good time to brush up on your obedience, even if you may be starting for the first time, but maybe also you've done some obedience, but you've been a bit lax over winter because we're going to be taking our dogs out more often. We're perhaps going to have a coffee or lunch out at a cafe. So it's a good time to, you know, put the obedience back into practice so that they can behave themselves while they're out and everyone enjoys the outing.
Exactly. And now, look, if your pet has put on a little bit of winter weight, we will be talking next week about the Lost Dogs Home Slimmers Club at the Frank Sandway's Veterinary Clinic. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Alan Bolton about his spring tips.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
Now it is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home and Joy at 94.9. You're here today with Kevin and Kate. Not only would have Dr. Alan Bolton, but he couldn't make it with us today, but we still managed to track him down, get some time into his busy schedule to chat to us about his spring tips.
Spring is well and truly upon us, and the weather is getting so much nicer outside. So we're all, you know, sort of starting to get out in the sun and everything like that. I'm here with Dr. Alan Bolton to take us through some spring tips for our pets. Now, Alan, is spring a bit of a busier time at the clinic at all?
At the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samway's Veterinary Clinic, spring is always traditionally a really busy time. People tend to get new animals coming into spring, so we see a lot of puppies, a lot of kittens. And also, with the start of the warm weather, people tend to exercise their dogs much more. It's really important to remember that just like people, when you're starting to exercise, you need to do it gradually. We see quite a lot of dogs who, after having done not very much throughout the cold winter months, their owners take them to the park at the first sign of warm weather, start throwing balls, and they do too much too soon and often injure themselves. So it's really important to build up gradually with steady, slow exercise.
Now, Alan, I believe the clinic actually has a free program that you can take advantage of for those dogs and cats that might have put on a little bit of winter chub.
We do. One of our nurses is running an 8-week weight loss program, so it's free to come down and see her. She can give you dietary advice about all sorts of different sorts of food.
It's also time, sort of, you know, a change of of a season, it's time to sort of start checking everything. You know, we talk about spring cleaning and that kind of stuff, but also checking the health of your pets as well.
Yep, certainly as the weather gets warmer, we see more conditions such as, you know, flea allergy, fly bite. So it's a good idea to make sure all your treatments are up to date. So you're using regular flea prevention, make sure your worming is up to date. Your dog should be wormed at least every 3 months. And also if you're using heartworm protection, which is a good idea, you should be doing that monthly. And at the same time, it's worth checking that your vaccinations are all up to date so that you're ready to put them into kennels. If you need to put them into kennels later on, or if you're going to go to training, you need those vaccinations.
And even if you're just going down to the park, you really should make sure that your vaccinations are up to date and getting out and seeing other dogs as well.
Of course. And the reason that a lot of the diseases that we vaccinate against are so rare nowadays are because so many people vaccinate.
And what about around the house? Like, is there some things we can do there to sort of spring clean and spruce up and really make it a lot better for our pets?
Again, your dog's bedding or kennels, hot wash and vacuum removes flea, eggs and larvae. So that's always a good idea to do regularly over spring and summer. And I suppose we start getting out in the garden again. So it's a good idea to check your fences just in case there's been any damage over winter. Make sure that anything such as weed killer, slug bait, fertilizers, rat sack are all locked away where your pets can't get hold of them. Another thing, compost is actually toxic to pets.
Oh, really?
And dogs will often eat it. So any compost bins or compost heaps should be well fenced away.
Now, what about, you know, some pets get their sort of winter coat and that kind of thing. Is something like grooming, is it time for a bit of a shave and a haircut maybe?
Yep. As it gets warmer, obviously you don't want that thick, you know, heavy coat. So now's a good time to get booked in with a groomer. You know, they often get booked up weeks in advance. So if you book in now, you may have to wait a few weeks.
We have had a new groomer start at the Lost Dogs Home, Frank Samway's Veterinary Clinic, as well. So, I mean, that's something that we offer, a bit of a
that's right.
Clip, a haircut.
The lovely Denise she works on Thursdays and Fridays, and she's always looking for bookings.
As the weather gets warmer, we do start to worry, obviously, being in Australia, about bushfires, because it is something that does happen. What would you suggest to people who are living in bushfire-prone areas?
Make sure that you've got a plan. Make sure that you've got someone who can look after your animals if the worst happens. And certainly, probably the best thing is just go to our website where we've got some advice which was put together along with the fire service.
And make sure that your plan does include your pets as well, so you think about that as well.
That is, it was Dr. Alan Bolton and me talking about spring tips for your pets. And it does wrap up the first of our spring special show. Don't worry if you missed anything. We do podcast the show as well. We hope you found our tips on prepping your home and garden for spring handy. But tune in next week, because next week's going to be a really big show. We're going to talk about some more of the nuts and bolts of spring, some really important issues, you know,
how to fix your health,
making sure the pet's health is safe in spring as well. So covering those sort of things in
animal
the warmer
welfare
months.
Sort of issues, yeah.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers. We love listening to Pets Aloud every Friday from noon.
This is Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
It's Father's Day on Sunday, and we put the call out to you to tell us about your Father's Day and the special and their special bonds with their pets. We also asked fur fathers to share their special bond, to tell us to about their tell, special yes. bond with their cats and dogs as well. So, Kev, what's Cinder planning for you for Father's Day?
I don't know. No. I mean, I have seen her, you know, sort of... what was the word I just used?
She'd been sort of collaborating. Yeah, there been some whispers between her and JB.
Yeah,
and,
you know, there has been something going on, I reckon. Yeah, so I don't know.
Left the room, sort of, you know.
Yeah, to see there's something suspicious going on there between her and JB at the moment. So maybe they have been talking about Father's Day. Don't really know. Now, Kate, you have a long line of fathers and pets.
I do have a long line
conspiring. Of fathers. Conspiring is what I was the word I was looking for before.
I do.
You have a long line of fathers and grandfather and everything like that within your family who have really special bonds with their pets.
Yeah, because I grew up on a farm, like you, as a farmer, you don't travel anywhere really without your dog. So my dad had a Kelpie all the time. My grandfather had a Kelpie with him all the time. My uncle had a Kelpie. And then I've got another uncle actually who actually liked gun dogs. So he always had his Labrador with him as well. So it was their lives were, or their working lives were always with their dogs, and they were really important to them. So, yeah, for me, it's just a natural that a man and a dog, you know, that's a really...
Have that big bond.
That special bond. So, yeah. And my dad doesn't actually have a dog at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, his last one died not long ago, so we'll have to... We'll have to see if we can find something at the home for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Now, we did hear from one of our lovely supporters as well, who adopted a dog named Gracie Roo quite a little while ago. Now, Joanna and Grant decided to get their dog from the Lost Dogs Home, but it's actually really helped with her father as well. Absolutely has taken to this dog. He actually sent us an email in to say... she's found Gracie Roo when he was introduced, that she was very gentle, affectionate and loving and just wants to be with people when they're sitting on the bench or the porch.
The couch.
She'll come up to one of them and put her nose on their knee with her head in just the right place to have her ears scratched. And if she sort of says, if it doesn't happen straight away, she'll push a little harder to make sure that you know she's there and she's waiting to be patted. Now, Gordon is the father, and he absolutely loves throwing the tennis ball for her as well. And her enthusiasm for fetch actually outlasts his arm, so she still wants to keep going as
well. She's a Kelpie type, so she's a very energetic, athletic type of dog. So, yeah, I can understand why she'd be...
Energizer bunny going after all this. Now, Gracie Roo actually helped celebrate Gordon's birthday by surprising him with a happy birthday message. So she had happy birthday woof written on the blackboard and when she met him on arrival at his home. Mm. So that was great as well to hear from them. You can find their story online, which is at dogshome.com. We'll be hopefully sharing some more stories on Father's Day as well. Now...
What are we talking about now?
If you want to send us your stories, you can find us on Facebook, which is The Lost Dogs Home, or you can email lostdogshome@joy.org.au.
I guess we wish you a happy furry Father's Day.
Exactly. Happy fur Father's Day, as well as Father's Day for everyone out there as well.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
You're on Pets Aloud with The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. It is time to sort of get out and about with your pets as well. Now, Kate, where are some of your favourite places to go?
Well, I like my local park, which is Linden Park. Yeah. There's lots of dogs and people in walking their dogs, and there's a bit of a track also that you can go down. But my favourite place, which I've mentioned before, is going to the Collingwood Children's Farm in the bike track along the Yarra there, or you could actually go to the Collingwood Footbridge, and there's a bit of a goat track that winds its way around the Yarra, and a lot of people take their dogs there also to swim in the Yarra because we know there's
some don't like the beach.
Yeah, sometimes owners don't like the sand in their dogs as well. So the Yarra is a nice clean option. But so that's
Did you just say the Yarra is clean?
Yes.
That's a bit of an
Well, actually, it depends on where it is. Yeah, exactly. But I know a lot of people like to take their dogs to off leash areas around Melbourne and
So if you're in St Kilda or South Yarra, you might want to head down to St Kilda Beach or this sort of Elwood Reserve as well, Elwood Beach.
Altona
Beach is another one for the Westies as well as places like Cruikshank Park and everything like that as well. But check those out. You might already have your favourite places to go as well. Now, if you've got an event you want us to add to our dog dates, which we have each week.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. You can find all our contact details at joy.org.au. Please include all the information about your event that you can. Now, this week, if you're looking to adopt a pet, you can come down and meet the lovely Leo. His Island Mall ID is 947.
He's a very handsome
982. He's a very handsome black and white cat. You can find him on our Facebook page. If you missed the show today, you can also podcast us on joy.org.au/petsalon. Thank you to the guys from Sin, from Jet to JB, to Dr. Alan Bolton from the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. Thanks, Kate, for keeping me company in the studio today. And to Oz for producing the show. Next week, as we mentioned, we will be the second of our spring specials. Tune in for that. You're on Pets Aloud, and don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
This has been Pets Aloud.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.